Are you setting your sights on the promises of God, or are you letting the cares of this world dominate your thoughts? Join Pastor George Pearson's today for a hopeful message that confirms God's promises to you for a good life, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearson, the senior pastor here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Eagle Mountain International Church. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are my mother and father-in-law, and what an honor it is to be asked to do this broadcast, and what a great thrill it is to be a part of this family. Copeland family is a wonderful family, a faith-filled family, and the Lord has given me the privilege for over 30 years to be connected with them and to enjoy family life as well as being taught and trained in the Word of God. And even in today's broadcast, so much of what you're going to hear is what they have imparted and planted into me and has caused me to live a life in Christ that's above and beyond what I could ever have imagined. So thank you, Kenneth and Gloria, for asking me to do this broadcast for you. It is an honor. We are now in day 5 of our intensive study of 10 days of prosperity. The Lord spoke to me during this time that we were to take these 10 days and cover as many topics as we possibly could to inspire you, to help you grow, to renew your mind, and to refresh you in the things of prosperity, specifically in the area of financial prosperity. We are in a time in this nation where we need to get it together as believers. We need to come into a place where we know with a surety that it is God's will for us to prosper and that He has for us everything that it takes on earth to walk in that place of prosperity. Let me just read to you a couple of the things that the Lord has spoken to me about this 10-day time that you and I have. He said, "Tell my people, I want my people, as much as I want my people healed, I want them to prosper." He said, "I want my people to thrive and flourish in these times. I want them to walk in my supernatural provision." And then he said this, this is what we're going to talk about today. He said, lack and poverty are under the curse of the law. Tell them they're redeemed from the curse and that they are to walk in the fullness of the blessing. And these words that the Lord have been speaking to me about this 10-day time and then what we did just a few months ago at church, we spent a whole month teaching about prosperity. He said, "I want my people to prosper." It came out of him with such force into my spirit. And he said, "You tell them that they are redeemed from the curse of poverty, and I want them to walk in the fullness of the blessing." So that's what we're talking about today. We are talking about walking in the fullness of the blessing. And you see me here with these pages. These are my notes, Pastor. These are the notes that I've preached at Eagle Mountain. These are available to you online. Just go to kcm.org, go to the sweet spot and click on to Pastor's Notes, and you can download those. You can use them, study them out, all of the scriptures, not just the ones we have on the broadcast, because time doesn't allow for us to cover all of it, but all of the studies that I've done in this are available to you. And just avail yourself to that and study that out. Walking in the fullness of the blessing. We're going to look at two scriptures in particular today. The first one is Galatians chapter 3. The second one is Deuteronomy chapter 28. Look at Galatians chapter 3, and we'll start here in verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree," so that the blessing of Abraham might come on us. It says here the Gentiles, but it would come on us through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit, or receive that everything that God has promised for us. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. And part of that curse includes lack and poverty. Now, let's talk about this just for a minute, about the word redeemed. What does the word redeem mean? It means to buy back or to purchase back. You were in the kingdom of darkness. Jesus paid the price in full for us to be delivered out of the kingdom of darkness, translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. And by the blood of Jesus, you were purchased. You were bought back. You were cleared by payment. You were recovered by God to come back into Him. And really, the word redeem means to buy back someone from captivity and bring them into freedom. And you and I were bought back. We were redeemed from the curse. We were redeemed from poverty. We were redeemed from lack. And we were brought back into God. We were freed from the captivity of poverty and lack. You and I were. I wrote some words down here. I was redeemed from the captivity of lack, from the captivity of deficiency. Empty, empty is under the curse. Empty is under that curse. We've been redeemed from not enough. We've been redeemed from a shortfall. You and I have been redeemed from living paycheck to paycheck. Are you not tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Those days are over forever. You need to decree that. Why? Because you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. You've been redeemed from just barely getting along. And you've been redeemed into the blessing of Abraham. That you and I are called by God to walk in the blessing of Abraham. So you need to know that first of all. You've been purchased. You've been bought back. And you don't have to stay in that place of worry, care, fear, where your finances are concerned. We need to walk in the fullness of the blessing of God. So with that said, I want you to look with me at Deuteronomy chapter 28. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, this is the blessing of Abraham. Verses 1 through 14 outline for us the blessing of Abraham. And what I want to do with you is I want to look at several scriptures in particular in Deuteronomy chapter 28. One thing that we've been doing, I've been reading Deuteronomy 28 more and more and more. There was a time, as a matter of fact, when Terry and I got married in 1977, Brother Copeland, who married us, who was officiating at the service, he read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. And Terry and I claim that as our scripture. We are blessed coming in. We are blessed going out. We are blessed in the city. We are blessed in the field. And everything we set our hands to is blessed. And in this, we find and we discover the blessing that God has for us to walk in. And so let's take a look at this. Start there at verse 1. It shall come to pass, if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth, and all of these blessings shall come on you, and they will overtake you, if you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, when it says here, the blessing shall come on you and overtake you, that does not say only when economic times are good. No. Remember what we talked about. We're not subject to the times. We are subject to the kingdom of heaven. And so, that means that all these blessings shall come on us no matter what the economic picture is, no matter what the stock market is doing. We are basing our lives on the kingdom of heaven, and those blessings come on us, and the blessings of God, they overtake us. We're being overtaken by the blessing of God. And you need to be confessing that, declaring it, and believing it over your household that those blessings are over. I am overtaken with the blessings of God. More and more and more. And the more you do this, I remember, and that's why it's so important to be totally immersed in this. You've got to get to the place. That's why we're offering on the broadcast the 10-day spiritual action plan to complete and total financial breakthrough. You get that into your possession and you read that, you study it every day, and you get totally immersed, saturated, rooted, grounded, and established in that, and your mind will begin to change, your heart will begin to change, and on the inside, you'll begin to rise up and declare the Word of God that the blessing of God is overtaking us. The blessing of God is coming upon us. And as it goes on to say, blessed are you in the city, and blessed are you in the field, and blessed is the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, and the increase of your kine, and the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall you be in your basket and your store, and blessed are you when you come in, and blessed are you when you go out. That's all the time. But you know something? You've got to come to the place where Abraham was fully persuaded that what God promised for him, he was able to do. You've got to get fully persuaded about this. You've got to be so convinced that this is the way that God wants you to live, that no one can talk you out of it. And it comes by total immersion in the Word of God. I remember Brother Keith Moore when he was telling about how he was working at Brother Hagin's in healing school, and he'd watch those healing videos of Brother Hagin over and over and over again. And he found himself one day, his body was healed. And he thought to himself, you know, if this works for healing, I can begin to listen to messages about prosperity, financial prosperity, and it will do the same thing. And when you get immersed in your life over this, you will think Deuteronomy chapter 28. You will live Deuteronomy chapter 28. You will breathe Deuteronomy chapter 28. When you wake up in the morning, you won't go, oh no, it's time to get up. No, you'll say, I'm blessed coming in the shower and I'm blessed going out of the shower. Everything I set my hands to do, I'm blessed. And you begin it first thing in the morning. But that's why we're on 10 days of extreme, intense, disciplined immersion in the subject of prosperity. And you've got to get this down into your spirit. Yes, in the midst of an economic situation, I am blessed coming in and I am blessed going out. Look at verse 8. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that you set your hand unto, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. Let me read a translation to you. This is from the Message translation. God will order a blessing on your barns and in your workplaces. One of the things that I do out at Eagle Mountain International Church is that when we make confessions and declare the Word of God, I speak the commanded blessing upon the storehouses of our congregation. The blessing of the Lord, the increase of God, is upon our storehouses. And I'm speaking that over your storehouses as well. And you need to do the same thing. Your storehouses are full and they are blessed. It said, God will order a blessing on your barns and in your workplaces. You're prospering on the job. You're prospering with everything that He has called you to do. And so the commanded blessing of God is upon your storehouses. In times when it just seems like people's pocketbooks are empty, yours are overflowing with the goodness and the richness of God. Look with me at verse 11. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your ground, and in the land that the Lord swore to give to you. I like the Amplified translation. The Lord shall make you plenteous of good, plenteous in goods. In the Amplified, He will make you to have a surplus of prosperity. A surplus of the prosperity of God belongs to you because you have been redeemed from the curse of lack, shortage, sufficiency, deficiency in every realm. No, that blessing is coming on you and overtaking you. And the Lord will make you plenteous in goods. He will make you to have a surplus of prosperity. You are not just paying your bills. You're not just coming even. No, you're going over, exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Debts are being removed. Bills are being paid. Needs are being met. And there is an overflow in your life because of the blessing of the Lord that you're walking in. Walking in the fullness of the blessing. I want to walk in the fullness of the blessing of the Lord. And the Lord said, I will make you to have a surplus of prosperity. I like that word, surplus of prosperity. That's how good He is to us. Look at verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasury, the heaven, to give the rain unto your land in his season, to bless all the work of your hand. The work of our hands are blessed. I mean, everything we do is blessed. The blessing is on us. The blessing is in us. The anointing is upon us. To bless all the work of our hand, and you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. Now, I like the first line of verse 12. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure. His good treasure. The Message translation says, God will lavish you with good things. And I like what the Amplified Bible says. I was reading the wrong scripture there. It says, God, in the Message, God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults and pour rain on your land on schedule and bless the work that you take in hand. You will lend to many nations, but you yourself will not have to take a loan. That's great. That's great. That's so good. And the Amplified Bible says, the Lord shall open to you his good treasury. The New Living Translation, the Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens, and he will bless the work that you do. Are you getting this? Are you getting this down on the inside? That this blessing, that we've been redeemed from the curse of lack and poverty and shortage, and we've been redeemed into the blessing of God, walking in the fullness of the blessing of God. Let's look at this again in verse 12. God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults. I'd never seen that before. The sky vaults of heaven. God is opening to you the sky vaults of heaven, and he's pouring rain on your land on schedule and will bless the work that you take in hand. You will lend to many nations, but you yourself will not have to take out a loan. There is in heaven God's rich treasury. We know this scripture from Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply, fill to the full all of your need according to his riches in glory. That's the treasury of heaven. In the treasury of heaven, there's not going to be a run on the bank of heaven. There's not going to be, you don't have to insure anything in heaven. On earth, you've got to, you know, in the banks, they cover up to $150,000, then you have to insure it. But listen, they will insure that. But up beyond the $150,000, the bank of heaven is doing very well, and God is opening his rich treasury to pour the blessing upon you. Are you a tither? Are you a sower? Then if you are a tither, then you are standing under the windows of heaven, pouring out a blessing that you cannot contain. And the Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless the work that you do. Look with me at verse 13. In verse 13, it says here that the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you hearken to the commandments of the Lord thy God. The Message translation says this, God will make you the head and not the tail. You'll always be the top dog and never the bottom dog. That's the blessing. That's the blessing at work in our lives. And we, you and I, are redeemed from the curse of the law, and we are walking in the blessing of Abraham. And there is a supernatural provision that is available to you through this. This is my recommendation to you. Read Galatians 3:13. Read Deuteronomy 28:1-14. And you get that embedded so down deep on the inside of you that you see yourself walking in the fullness of the blessing of God. And that's the problem. We have in our religious circles, we have people that fight this message of prosperity because you're just using it for your own self-gain and self-benefit. But they don't realize that the definition of true prosperity is to to be able to use the power of God to be a blessing to mankind, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, and in every way. And that's why we walk in the fullness of the blessing. And at the same time, God is a good God and He's a good Father, and He does not want you behind in your bills. He does not want you under pressure where debt is concerned. God wants you financially free, and He wants to lavish the rich treasury upon you. He wants the blessing to overtake you and overrun you. He wants you to walk in a place where He's able to command the blessing upon your storehouses. And I recommend to you that you read the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy 1 through 14 every single day in line with Galatians 3:13 and walk in the fullness of the blessing of God. Walk in that place that God has for you. I want to, before we finish up today, I want to read something to you. This is a portion of the time that we have on the broadcast today. This is a word from the Lord that Charles Capps gave in 1978. And this word is so alive to us today. Listen to this. And I may read the rest of it at another point, but listen. Financial inversion shall increase in these days. Well, we think 1978, that was a long time ago. No, God's days and hours are different from our days and hours. We are in this time frame. And so financial inversion, this is part of the blessing, shall increase in these days. For you see, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. But release me, saith the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf. For yes, there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up and down. But those that learn to walk in the Word, they shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen by men in days past. Now, there's more to this, and we'll read it later on. But he said, financial inversion is coming. It's my desire, the Lord said, to move on behalf of your financial prosperity. And he said, release me. Release me that I may come and move on your behalf. Let's do that right now. Let's do it right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we right now, all of us individually, release you to move on our behalf financially, that you can come and that you can move on our behalf because it's your desire to move in the realm of financial prosperity. We receive that, Father. We release that. I release that in my life right now. And we receive the blessing of the financial inversion. We believe the wealth that has been laid up for the just is coming from the wicked into the kingdom of God. And we receive it into our own lives, that we might be a symbol of the blessing and be able to bless others with it. We release it in Jesus' name. Do you do that? Do you do that right now? Release the Lord. He has set before you a table. There's a table set before you in the presence of your enemies. And on that table is everything that you need to walk in the fullness of the blessing of God. And you know something? This word about financial inversion, that is for us today. Claim it. It's online. You can click and you can get it. Claim it. Receive it. Believe it. Walk in it. It is the desire of the Lord to be involved in your financial prosperity. Let Him in. Let Him in and let Him change you from the inside out. Father, we release you right now to come into our lives and to help us, Lord, walk in the fullness of the blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2011 Annual Word of Faith Conference, June 14th through 17th at the Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
The Lord spoke to Brother Copeland that every Friday on the Believer's Voice of Victory is Offering Day. This is our opportunity, all of our opportunity, to sow into the kingdom of God and reap out of the kingdom of God. And boy, do I have a scripture for you today. This is good. This is Proverbs chapter 11 and 24. I'm going to read it to you from the King James, then I'm going to read it to you from my iPhone, the New Living Translation. And so, in verse 24 of Proverbs 11, there's he that scatters and yet increases, and there's he that withholds more than his meat, but that tends to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that waters shall be watered also himself. Now, let me read this to you from the New Living Translation. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous will prosper. Those that refresh others themselves will be refreshed. People curse those who hoard their grain, but they bless the one who sells in time of need. If you search for good, you'll find favor, but if you search for evil, it will find you. Trust in your money, and down you go. But the godly flourish like leaves in spring. And so today we have the opportunity to be a refreshing to people all over the world as we sow into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And as you sow into the spirit of this ministry, out of the spirit of this ministry, you can reap. This ministry is all over the world, reaching people from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around, with the uncompromised word of faith. And just to let you know, Pastor Terry and I have been faithful partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I began in 1976. We were married in 1977. And after we were married, the two of us together in our marriage made Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We became partners with the ministry. So it's a blessing to be a part of this. Father, we pray today over this offering. I thank you that you are enriching the givers, that they are sowing into good ground, and out of that good ground that they are reaping, and those that water others are being watered themselves. So we are looking for that in your life. Thank you so much for being a part of this offering today. Listen, the weekend is coming. I'm a pastor. Get into church. You need to get into your church wherever you are. And listen, if you're also in Fort Worth, you come and be with us at Eagle Mountain International Church. We'd be glad to have you come with us. You can also join us online. Just go to emic.org and you can watch us live, or you can go on demand and get all of our previous services that are there. Next week, we're going to continue with the last 5 days of 10 days of prosperity. And I'll give you a little teaser here. Monday, we're going to be talking about our relationship to money. This is Pastor George Pearson reminding you now that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this broadcast and other KCM products, go to kcm.org. You'll find extensive resources of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you need. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day.